Right, good evening, Audioboo people. It's Robert here. It's coming up to 6 o'clock in the evening on the 20th, possibly, of September. Now, a long time ago on Audioboo, I have a recollection of somebody. Now, I think it may possibly have been SM2N, but I'm not totally sure, so apologies if it wasn't. But a memory of somebody booing, making their dinner. And I was thinking, I haven't done a cooking boo yet. So I thought, there's no time like the present, really. So I'm afraid my cooking skills may not be quite as good as other booers, but, and in fact, I enjoy cooking, but I get put off by the washing up, to be honest. So it's a fairly rare thing to make something out of raw ingredients. By make something, I mean something that's cooked, not some extravagant thing that takes lots of cooking skill. But anyway, right. Let's go and get started. I think. Lights as we go through here. Now, obviously, adds additional fun to this, the fact that I can't see everything I'm trying to cook very well. I have a dog waiting for me in the kitchen. Hello, Vance. Are you trying to tell me something? Is that you want more or you want water? You're out of luck if you want more. Can I get you some water? Gone. So you didn't want water, you did want more. Right, I should probably start by, just for those who don't know, basically the sort of nature of my sight is that I don't have any vision at night in the dark places. Given enough light, I have some vision, it is... I have various bits. I've got poor acuity, tunnel vision. What else? Tunnel vision, acuity, colour issues, stuff like that. And the effect of it all when doing something like this is I can't see the detail of things when cooking. I can't see the dials on the oven. I can't see food when it's in the pan when cooking, what colour it is or whatever. Often can't find utensils when I go and put them down. I think that one's common to everybody. Sorry, I just remembered that I sprayed some antibacterial stuff around earlier on and never actually wiped it down properly. So I'll just quickly do that so that I don't get Dettol or whatever it is all over my food, which is probably not the done thing I should have thought. Keep finding little bits of dried pasta everywhere from when I did something the other day. It's like little springs, just rather hard. Like that. Right, food. So, what I was intending on cooking, we'll have to see what we've got, but is got some veal in here somewhere. Veal. Is that veal or is that bacon? Bear me a moment. I have two. Oh, I think it's got to be that one. It's got to be the lighter one, I think. Now, apologies if you are adverse to the packaging up of cows in dark crates and cooking them. There's not much I can really say, is there really? Because it's now sitting in my fridge. It was sitting in my fridge, and it's in need of eating. Apologies to those people who disagree. Right, I have one packet in front of me. I'm fairly sure yes, it must be within date. I need something to read it on. I have somewhere a magnifier. Just bear with me. Right, well, couldn't find the best before date, so we'll just... I mean, I only bought it the other day, so it can't be that bad. And what's the worst it can do? Kill me? Probably, something like that. So, packet of veal. There's my really sharp knife gone. So, feel for that. I can't find my really sharp knife. Bother. It's probably hidden somewhere where it's going to come and leap out. There we go.
Hang on. I leapt back so quickly with my fingers up. I don't know where it was. Where have you gone? Oh, goodness sake.
That's not it, that's not it, that's not it. I felt something serrated and sharp. Let's find something else. What else have we got around here? A bread knife, I can open it with that. Right. There we go. Open. Right, one lovely thin piece of veal. I think I'm going to fry it. I'm going to make this up as I go along here a bit. Now, cooking time, I'm presuming. Well, I did some steak the other week, and I like it on the sort of medium rare, the rarer side of medium rare. And that was probably about twice as thick as this. And I cooked it for about 2 minutes each side, something like that. I can't see this kneading. This barely needs it's seconds. Right, I am going to, because one recipe suggested having it as thin as possible and giving it a little bit of a pounding, so I think I might give my veal a little bit of a pounding. Bear with me. To keep on, it's a good thing having the iPhone here to record on, because it means I have to keep washing my hands before touching it, so that's probably quite good practice. Right, I have sprinkled some black pepper onto my veal, which I have to say my veal is fairly thin already, so it probably doesn't need too much bashing. Not cooking often enough. I don't have any fresh herbs, unfortunately. I'm sure we ought to have with veal anyway. So what I will add is as a little bit of seasoning. Somewhere I have some cayenne pepper. I shall add a little bit, because I do like a little bit of heat. I think that might be the cayenne pepper. Possibly. We'll see. Well, we won't see, will we? We'll taste at some stage. So what I thought I would do, I don't know if this is going to work. This might be really stupid, who knows. But I thought, actually, if I sprinkle it on here before then pounding the thing, then the seasoning will be absorbed more. Who knows? Like really steady cook this just without the time limit, i.e. find lots of random ingredients and see if they go together. Right, I have said veal sitting on and some silver foil, so I can just fold it over and over again. It's fairly flat, I think. Right, there's a rolling pin. Rolling pin, rolling pin. There's lots at the back there. One julienne cutter, I don't think I need that. Knife, scissors. Can opener. Oh, I found the sharp knife I was looking for, that's handy. Let's put that back where it ought to be. What's yogurt maker? Sorry, I'm a good one for gadgets. A cheese grater? No, it's not there. I wonder, I should have one here. Oops.
That doesn't sound very positive. I'm breaking stuff already.
Oh, Gordon Bennett, what have I dropped out of here then?
Oh, thankfully, nothing broke, I think. Just some empty spice containers.
Sort those out in a second. Let's see if this rolling pin is in here.
Huh? A very potato ricer I've discovered. There's bottles. What's that? Oh, there's some boot-shaped mugs from last year's trip to a German Christmas market, to the German Christmas markets in wherever it was I went. What is that? Like a sort of sieve thing for pouring tea. I didn't know I had that. This might be a long audio, but it might have to go on to 2 pages, so to speak.
Trying my utensil pot now. I've got various ladles and basting syringe, wooden spoon, 2 wooden spoons, spatula. What's that? A sort of good grips peeler thing. Spoon. Cheese slicer. Silicon spatula. No rolling.
Well, let's just use my hands, shall I? Here we go then. Probably should allow more space for it to spread out a bit. What's the point in squashing it if it then can't go anywhere? Let's refold that.
This is fun. Apologies to my neighbours. Let's turn it over. Well, even if it's no thinner, at least I will have had fun and got rid of lots of pent-up energy. You can't argue with that, can you? I really can't find the rolling pin. So let's give up on finding the rolling pin. Oh, could use actually. Let's try using this. And a can. I can use a can as a rolling pin. Hope it doesn't burst. But looks marginally bigger. Leave it there, shall we? Right, I'll leave you whilst I pop everything back in the cupboard that fell out. Right, consistent with my usual cooking style, which is make it up as you go along, and combine lots of different ideas. I read somewhere a suggestion that if you score the veal sort of diagonally into it, you can then rub or place, depending on how big the holes are, garlic into it. And that sounds like a good idea. Any excuse to use lots of garlic. So I'm trying not to score my fingers. And I have a fairly strong light here, halogen light, about 30 centimetres from what I'm doing. And I've got the meat sitting on some silver foil. But to be honest, I'm doing this largely by feel. Place a knife on the meat, feel my fingers where it is, take fingers away, and score it down like that, and then feel what I managed to do there. And I haven't done this very consistently, so I've got no idea where I've been. Let's see if I can feel the gaps. There we go. Okay. Let me find out if I've actually got any garlic. I must have some garlic, surely. Garlic, 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 garlic. Can't live without garlic. Right, well, I certainly have a little bag of garlic, whether it is still edible. Here's another question. Don't feel too soft, but maybe it is okay. Check what else we have in here whilst I have the opportunity. Potatoes. That broccoli doesn't feel very well. Peppers that don't feel too well either. I think we will be having a splendid meal of veal and potatoes. Suits me. And garlic. Lots of garlic. Right. Right, so we have garlic. So just peeling that, doing that tactily as well. You don't really need to see, do you, to peel garlic. Okay. Ooh, that smells gorgeous. All the skin off? Not quite. Let's nick that and see if that's skin or is that garlic? No, I think that's garlic. Fine, okay. So, I was trying not to cut off my fingers. Shall cut that. Not lengthwise or thickwise, heightwise, whatever. Anyway, right, let's now cut this tiny bits. Brilliant little sharp knife, this. Get really, really thin slices of garlic. And I'm entirely using touch here. I literally use my fingers as a guide and run the knife down my fingers effectively. Just move them back minutely each time. It's not a very quick way of doing it, but it's reasonably accurate. If I turn that all around, then I should be able to do it the other way. Do we think one clove of garlic is going to be enough? I think we will assume so for today. On, and I shall rub it all in a moment. Smells gorgeous. I'm going to definitely have to wash my hands before stopping the recording again, because I don't want garlic all over my iPhone. No, I can't find any of the little grooves I made. Where are they gone? There are your little grooves. I'll push the garlic into it. Some of the bits of garlic have found grooves and others haven't. Never mind. Right. We have one piece of veal, which has been seasoned and has garlic on it, and I'm going to put that to one side. I'm going to find some potatoes and work out what I'm going to do with them. Right, wash hands. Dry hands. And fish iPhone out of pocket. Right, decided what I want to do, I think just for the sake of simplicity, and in order not to be seen as being too healthy, no chance of that happening, I think I'm just going to fry the potatoes. So, hopefully with some onions. Oh, one of my potatoes. Oh, I have got onions as well, wow. Right, I have 3 new potatoes, which can be sliced up, and I have some little shallots, which can also be cut up a bit. Right, let's take a handful of shallots, and the potatoes, and I've still got the garlic out. Right. Onwards and upwards. Right, so we move back over to this rather nice stone chopping board thing, which was here when I moved in. It's quite nice. It's a bit slippy, extremely heavy, but at least you don't have to worry about damaging it. I think you could drop a knife from a great height onto it and it would be perfectly fine. Right, potatoes. I'll get a plate and chop them. It would seem like an appropriate thing to do, wouldn't it, really? And my thinking is I'm going to cook these first and then do whatever I was going to do.
Sorry.
I don't know what I'm saying. I wonder if I ought to boil them a bit first. I would hold a vote at this point, but I'm hungry. Right, well, I've decided that the way to do this is to both of the things that I was going to do, which is one, to slice potatoes, and two, to parboil them. I thought parboiling them once sliced should make things a little bit quicker. I just have to make sure they don't disintegrate or carry too much water. So that's the plan. I'm rather gingerly slicing this new potato with my very sharp knife, so as not to cut off the end of my finger. One more potato to go. So I'm just basically each time, this time, I'm holding the potato between my thumb and, well, actually most of my fingers, but I'm only resting the knife against my thumb. So, you know, who needs a thumb anyway? Each time I move the knife back, move my thumb back, rest of the knife, the flat side of the knife, obviously, against my thumb, and then down we go. Actually, I probably don't need to saw, do I? That's a bit better. Turn it round to get the other end of the potato. Right. There we go. Potato. Sorted. So we shall stick that in the water. Is that boiling? It is. Right. Potato is in water. I have no idea how long that needs. I'm going to take a guess. I mean, it's all sliced up. If you were doing cooking new potatoes normally, you would cook them properly 15 minutes or so. If you're parboiling them, let's say sort of 2/3 of that. However, they're sliced up, so they're not going to take long. I'm just going to 4 minutes.
Timer only.
Right, talking microwave time.
Tie
power. No, three, no, I just want timer.
Timer only. 1, 2, 3, 4 minutes. Start. Timer only. 4 minutes.
I don't know quite why I have the talking microwave. It seems like seemed like a good idea at the time. But then you sort of realise subsequently that actually you could probably do it with a dial with tactile markings on or something. Right, I'm taking the skin off the shallots now. Using the same method as before. Trying to use the same method as before. I always end up taking off too much of the onion when doing this. You know, where does the skin stop and the onion begin? There's a philosophical question for you. For pity's sake, it can't be this difficult to peel one little shallot. By the way, time is marching on this audiobook, as you well know, because you're listening to it. I will halt the recording, or maybe the recording will halt itself in a moment, and continue on to another page. Right, I think, do we want to have them whole? I think I'll have them halved. I'll do my bowl. There, okay. So put that into the bowl. A few more to do. I won't force you to listen to all of this. In fact, this will be a good place to stop. You can hear the potatoes bubbling away. Shall stop this recording here and continue in a moment. I wonder what we're up to. Doesn't tell me. I've got 2 minutes remaining. There we go.